From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, and welcome in to our weekend edition. On the weekend edition, we have various people that come on and join us and talk about their ministries and what God's doing in their lives. And today, I want to do another part about our college and be on here with you today to talk about the opening of Padrone Ministry College, which is a college that we've been praying for a long time, and that God has certainly opened up the door for us. We just started our first semester. We have five semesters in all through the year. This is totally an online college. May I say right from the front that we are very, very blessed to have some wonderful Bible colleges where this broadcast goes to, and we're thankful for them. But we have felt the need to have a Bible college that is a totally online college. We call it a school without walls. And so we introduce that to you today. Many of you already know about it. Some of you have sent in scholarship money to help us with students that we're scholarshiping, many of whom are from Africa. Some of these students that we get from Africa are very knowledgeable people. They're Christian leaders, actually, but without an education. And so they're going to be getting that through PMC. I want you to think with me about what we look at as some foundation about our college. You know, often a call to ministry is interpreted as a minister to preach. A call to preach is found in numerous scriptural passages in the Bible. However, the preacher who is called to preach does not constitute the only call to ministry. There are, in fact, three Greek words used in the New Testament that refer to a call to ministry, meaning servanthood. The first signifies one who serves. The second is a reference to a public officer fulfilling their responsibility. And the third is actually a nautical term of a seaman doing their part to help guide the ship. These three terms help to form the idea that everyone has the potential to utilize their God-given gifts to fulfill a life that will be satisfying and deeply fulfilling. So with that in mind, our online college is looking for students who are unique. Utilizing the amazing world of social media, we present offerings in three areas of study. The first is for those who want to study the Bible along with those who sense a deep desire for the ministry. Our first student that we actually enrolled is nearly 80 years of age, and he's always wanted to study the Bible. The second student was 18 years of age, so we have them right across the gamut. But when you think about the Bible is the Word of God, and that's the heart of what our college is really all about. The Wall Street Journal recently headlined, "Houses of Worship Fear Clergy Shortage as Many Resign During the Pandemic." In religious groups across the country, members are stepping down from the pulpit. This slide has been happening for years. Here at our college, we are dedicating ourselves to those who want to know the Bible, plus individuals for ministry in the local churches. I really believe that we need pastors today. I was on the phone just a few minutes ago with a church that's looking for a pastor, and I had to tell them that there's a great shortage out here. And so those of you that want to be pastors and Christian workers, we believe that we can help you with our educational program. Simply go to Dino Padrone Ministries and check into the college, and you can read down through all the things that we're offering there. The next area of concentration is education. For 10 years, I had the privilege to lead one of America's largest school associations in the state of Florida. I quickly learned about the huge shortage of school teachers with a biblical worldview. At our college, we plan on providing some of the finest educators in the field to prepare for a generation of educators. The third area is global impact. Missions is rapidly changing. Research in areas of child development, global development of cultural changes, and church growth movements are opening a world of opportunities across the globe. So we want our students to rise to the occasion of seeing the immense world that lies before them. So there are several features that are unique to our college. The first feature is a commitment to global instruction, whereby a student can learn in a setting that provides dialogue with students around the world. Somebody can sit at their living room and talk to somebody in Africa. They can talk to somebody in Asia. They can have this global instruction and global interaction. It's a unique feature of a school like ours. But the second feature that we really like to trumpet is the idea that under our ministry foundation, a 501c3 nonprofit, which reaches people worldwide providing relationship-building life groups, helping minister to those in need and provide various tools, we have a mentoring program. And the plan is to have each mentor fully vetted and qualified to enter into the life of the student. The threefold mentoring program will set our college in a unique position to prepare a generation of students who are ready with spiritual, academic, and vocational preparation. Spiritual in the fact that we will question them about their devotional life and talk to them about how they're studying the Bible, how is their prayer life, and what are the answers to prayers that they are receiving. We'll also deal with the whole idea of academic importance. They won't be the profs. We have the professors already chosen. But we are going to talk to them about this idea. Do you have your homework done? Are you struggling with some of your academic pursuits? The mentor is going to help them along the way. This is somebody beside the professor in the classroom. Thirdly, we're also going to provide what we believe is very important, and that is through our 501c3 organization, relationship-building life groups, helping minister those in need, providing tools and resources through literature and education through online courses and many other ways. So our college is committed to using the online format for students. Online classes are convenient, they are flexible, and they're certainly affordable. And they have the potential to unlock learning opportunities and foster interaction. The student will learn self-disciplinary skills with access to mentors who will become life coaches to them. Now, I must say to you, my friend, this school is not for everyone, and we know that. But this school will be for many who are looking for a unique opportunity in a pioneering environment. So our team is ready. It's qualified to be a blessing to you. And I'm thankful for everyone who will come along as we find our calling in life and see what God is doing in our lives. Our team is ready, able, and qualified to be a blessing to you. And so a lifelong learning opportunity is here for you. It is right at your fingertips, and we would love to have you become a part of it. I'm going to talk to you about some institutional values that we have, and we'll get to that in just a moment. But I want you to know that you're listening into Life Change Weekend, and usually we have a guest on to talk to them about their life and their ministries and so forth. But here we are talking about our college, and this is the second program I've given exclusively to the college because of its importance and the difference it will make in people's lives. Let me talk to you just a little bit about our educational philosophy. We believe in providing academic excellence through online instruction and personal mentorship, preparing the next generation of pastors, Christian educators, and global ministry through missions. We desire all graduates to attain their goal of going into ministry, providing ministry career opportunities upon degree completion. We are a feeding institution for Christian schools, teachers, going into the educational field, churches, ministries, and church planning, taking the Word of God the way it is to people the way they are. And our heart is based upon the authority of the Word of God. We believe that the words of God are straight from Him. We believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testament are the very Word of God. They are verbally and plenarily inspired and inerrant in the original writings. The scriptures are the final authority in faith and practice. We believe in the Godhead. We believe in one God eternally existing in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Each person has the same nature and attributes and is perfect. We believe that the Son, Jesus Christ, is the Savior of the world. We believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is 100% God and 100% man. He is Lord, meaning Master. He is Jesus, Savior. He is Christ. He is the Messiah. He was begotten by the Father, conceived by the Holy Spirit, and was born to the Virgin Mary. He is eternal with no beginning and no end. Jesus died for the sins of everyone and is the substitutionary sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. His body was crucified, and he raised from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and he is our high priest, mediator, and he is our advocate. Furthermore, we believe in the Holy Spirit, who is God. He was present and active as were the Father and Son in the creation. On the day of Pentecost, he came to a new way by indwelling every born-again Christian. His work concludes, but is not limited to restraining evil in the world and convicting people of sin, righteousness, and judgment, baptizing believers spiritually into the body of Christ, sealing them with security and empowering them to produce fruit in their life. The gifts of the Spirit include temporary gifts for the founding of the church. There are other gifts that are permanent and are utilized for the church age. And so we believe without a doubt that God still does miracles today, and we believe in the work of the Holy Spirit. We believe that humans are made in the likeness and image of God, and the first human, Adam, sinned and therefore brought the judgment of God on humanity that is revealed in physical, spiritual, and eternal death. All human beings are born with a fallen nature, therefore are accountable for their sins and need to be born again. There are three institutions that present a divine order to regulate humanity. They are family, government, and the church. Likewise, each person's biological sexuality is appointed by God. We believe marriage is between a man and a woman. We believe the church universal began at Pentecost. It consists of those who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The local church, and I thank God for the local church, consists of a group of believers who are the body of Christ. Christ is the head of the church, and leadership is appointed based on the instructions given in the pastoral epistles. The church gathers for worship, prayer, fellowship, preaching, praising God, and the proclamation of the gospel and observance of the ordinances. Then finally, we believe in eternity. We believe in the imminent return of Jesus Christ and that all individuals will spend eternity either in the everlasting conscience punishment of the lost or the everlasting conscience bliss of the just. Now, if that's the kind of school you're looking for, if that's the kind of philosophy that you want to find, that's our school, Padrone Ministry College. We've opened. We have our first group of students, and we are really delighted with what God is doing. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padrone talking to you. Normally, we have guests on with us to talk about their lives and testimonies and ministries, but we want to do a second program today. We did one a few weeks ago about our college, especially after it's begun. And you can go to DinaPadroneMinistries.com. That's DinoPadrone, Dina Padrone Ministries. That's plural, MinistriesCom, and get information about the college by simply going to the ministry college. So who are we? Well, after many years of serving the Lord through pastoring and overseeing an international and state school association and leading one of the oldest Bible colleges in America, it is now time to develop this legacy. My family and I are delighted to present these ministries. We have a huge vision, and our goal is to help the next generation serve the Lord. We want to reach out to people worldwide, providing relationship building through life groups, tools and resources through literature, and education through online courses at our college. There will be conferences, trips, multimedia in order to help individuals grow their faith and live life to the fullest. So the goal of the college is to prepare people for roles in education, roles in pastoral, and mission endeavors with knowledge, skills, and character with a servant leadership. One of the joys of supporting people overseas, which we already do and which we ask for scholarship money to help us, is that there are many people that want to come to America for a new beginning. They leave their country, but there are many who really should stay there, and we want to train those who stay there. We have right now several countries that are in contact with us about how we can help them train some of their Christian leaders. There are several Christian leaders in communities and in counties right now overseas that are coming to get their education from us. And so all of these things we are thankful for. If you'd like to provide a scholarship, simply, again, go to DinoPadroneMinistries.com and go to the college, and you can send us a scholarship. We would be deeply, deeply appreciative. Let me tell you a little bit about the people that make up the board of directors of our school. Our chairman is a lifelong friend, Dr. Jerry Traister. He is well known in many areas, the former national director of CBM Ministries. Our treasurer is Dr. Bill Dykes. He's been a wonderful man in the area of business and banking, but also he was a well-known gospel singer, singing with the Cathedrals, Jerry Goff, and many other singers. And our secretary is Dr. Don Dion from up in the northern part of Florida. And on our board are pastors Bill Snyder and Pastor Danny King, who's a South African pastoring in Hollywood, Florida. We have a number of business people on there. We have Andrew Cromwell, Maurice Tamaya, and Peggy Tamayo also on there. Then we have Olubami King, who is one of our mentors, Rick Ramsey, a pastor of many years, one of our mentors. We also have Cynthia Rodriguez, attorney at law. And all of these people are a big part of our college with their being on the board of directors. We also have Dr. Joanna Oster as vice president of academics. We have Pastor Mike Sanders as vice president of operations. The academic chair is Amy Garvin. Pastoral chair is Pastor Mark Chamberlain. Missions chair is the well-known evangelist who has ministry all over the world, Rick Ron Susek. Our student support mentors are Rick Ramsey and Olubami King. Our director of IT is Austin Sanders, and director of business office is Terry Sanders. The faculty includes graduates of Grand Canyon University, Shippensburg University, University of Phoenix, Liberty University, Belmont, New York University, University of France, University of Timișoara, Romania, Shippensburg University. We have Clark Summit University, and we also have Belmont University, all these various people. And they're just the beginning of our faculty that God is going to greatly use. We are offering the church administration, mission work, and education as the focus of a BA degree in certification in Christian ministry. One central core value of this program is to provide the opportunity in a career upon graduation through our Career Center. And we can offer positions in many areas where people can be trained for. Let me just give some of them to you. Lead pastor, associate pastor, worship leader, Bible study leader, youth pastor, church ministry director, children's pastor, family pastor, indigenous mission work, global impact in the mission field, director of nonprofits, ministry development directors, educational administrators, special education, elementary teacher, middle school teacher, high school teacher, and online education. We also delighted to have with us on our team Robert Navarro, who is very well known in the community of music with 3 Grammy Awards, a graduate of New York University. So all of these people make up this team, and you can read all about this in our various areas that we have concerning Padron Ministry College. Again, you're listening into Life Change Weekend. This is Dino Padron talking to you, and I've decided to take this weekend to simply talk to you about our college. For those of you that are in the Florida area, you probably know by now that there is a golf tournament that we're having. It's our first annual golf tournament to raise money for scholarships, and you can go to our webpage, and you can sign up for the golf tournament. There's still time to sign up for it. And we're looking forward to having a wonderful registration at the Martin Downs Golf and Country Club. This is one of the better known country clubs in golf areas of Martin County. If you'd like to come and join us, you can register up to 4 teammates. It's $200 per teammate. And each registration includes breakfast, lunch, and the driving range. It's going to be just a wonderful, wonderful time that we have together as we enjoy golfing. I'm not a golfer, but I'll be there. I'll enjoy the lunch. I'm going to talk a little bit about the school and what God is doing there at our school. Again, if you'd like to donate to the scholarship fund, we would deeply appreciate it. And there's a place to go to simply make a donation at the Dino Padron website. Now, let me tell you why we're doing this. I, many years, was a president of some Christian schools, the Cumberland Valley Christian School, Day Christian School, and the Master's Academy. And I remember so often raising funds for those ministries that went into the buildings. And there were many buildings that needed to have work. When I became the president of Davis College, a wonderful Bible college, it's doing wonderful work up in upstate New York. I used to have stacks of letters that I would sign of the donations that were sent in, knowing full well that much of that money was going to go to fix sidewalks and do roofing and do other things. We realized that there was this tremendous amount of work that really needed to be done. And so I often thought to myself, well, we could have that kind of money coming in and simply give it into scholarships and to help people with their work. It would be such a blessing. That was really where the dream began, and we began to talk about the importance of being able to do this wonderful work of this college that God is raising up. So my encouragement to you, first of all, is to pray for us. And if you will pray for us, simply send me an email. Let me know that you're praying for us. It means much to us. You can simply send it to dinopadron@gmail.com, dinopadron@gmail.com. And we would be glad to have you send that in, and we're delighted to know that you're praying for us. If you want to get on our mailing list, we have a mailing list, both a ministry mailing list and a college mailing list. Simply send that information, if you would, again, to dinopadron@gmail.com. I believe in the world that we're living in today, the great need is the gospel. We have trouble in the world today. We have the tragedies that are going on in the Middle East, the heartaches that are taking place, the struggle, the battles that are coming up through all of this. These are nationalistic issues. These are religious issues. These are issues that surround us concerning the very gospel of Jesus Christ itself. And as I think about all that's happening and all that's taking place and all that's going on in our world today, I want you to know that the gospel is still the answer. And I have only so many years I can live, and you only have so many years that you can live. All of us are moving along quickly in life. The fact is today we are one day older than we were yesterday. And the fact is we're as young today as we're ever going to be. But there's another generation that's coming along. There's people, men and women, that are coming along that need to be trained, and we want to be a part of those lives. And therefore, it's kind of a call to anybody who has an interest in ministry or in studying the Bible. I am of the conviction that the book of books, the key book of all books, is the Bible, the very Word of God. And that's the book that needs to go out. And so I'm saying to all of you, help us. Help us with this wonderful opportunity that God has given to us, and help us to see what God is about to do here as we train men and women for the ministry in the days to come. I want to say to all of those who are part of our faculty, I think of Dr. Roxana Vencia, who is one of our faculty members, 2 PhD degrees. I think of Tom Concagna, who was once an editor of a sport page in a newspaper, now a wonderful school principal. I think of Dr. Joanna Oster, who trains educators on a constant basis, who is now very much a part of this college that we have. And there's so many others that we thank the Lord for. And these are the kind of people you will sit under and that you'll be able to grow in the Lord with. And they're men and women that God is raising up in our midst. And so we thank the Lord for them. So this is a college that we're talking about. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. And we're spending the entire day today in our morning program on this topic of our college. When I say day, I mean the day that contains our broadcast today. And we appreciate so many of you that listen into the program. Life change means that the gospel of Christ, what God does for us, it provides life change. God changes lives. He does it regularly. He does it faithfully. And life change comes literally from the scriptures, from the word of the living God. And that's why we're venturing out by faith into this wonderful opportunity. We're now in our first semester. The next semester will start shortly. For all that information, simply go to dinopadronministries.com and then check into the college page. And all of the information is up to date, and it's there for you to follow. You can read about the various programs we have, the various classes that we have. You'll find out about what textbooks we're offering. And I want to make it really clear, we're very conservative. We believe strongly that the Word of God is the final authority, and that's what we're about, and that's what we're looking forward to in the days to come. So thank you so much for listening in today. This is a Life Change Weekend with Dina Padron, and today we've been talking about the college that God has raised up, and we're taking our time that we usually give to other people for their testimonies and the books they've written on the Saturday program to help you understand what we're doing with the college. If you'd like to enroll, let us know. Simply go to that information. If you want to be a faculty member or submit your credentials for faculty, you can do that as well. It's an online program. But if you're interested in that, simply let us know and we'll get you the proper people for interviews. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening in today to Life Change Weekend. And don't forget, Monday through Friday, we have our Bible study with a guest on every Friday now on our programs. And don't forget, stay tuned Monday through Friday for those, as well as our weekend edition. Have a wonderful weekend, and God bless you.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of Indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. That's dinopadrone@gmail.com or dinopadroneministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.